Lisa. Lisa Brennan, however, did not have a great childhood. When she was young, her father almost never came to see her. "I didn't want to be a father, so I wasn't," Jobs later said, with only a touch of remorse in his voice. Yet occasionally he felt the tug. One day when Lisa was 3, Jobs was driving near the house he had bought for her and Chris Ann, and he decided to stop. Lisa didn't know who he was. He sat on the doorstep, not venturing inside, and talked to Chris Ann. The scene was repeated once or twice a year. Jobs would come by unannounced, talk a little bit about Lisa's school options or other issues, then drive off in his Mercedes. But by the time Lisa turned 8 in 1986, the visits were occurring more frequently. Jobs was no longer immersed in the grueling push to create the Macintosh or the subsequent power struggles with Scully. He was at Next, which was calmer, friendlier, and headquartered in Palo Alto, near where Chris Ann and Lisa lived. In addition, by the time she was in 3rd grade, it was clear that Lisa was a smart and artistic kid, who had already been singled out by her teachers for her writing ability. She was spunky and high-spirited, and had a little of her father's defiant attitude. She also looked a bit like him, with arched eyebrows and a faintly Middle Eastern angularity.